Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Simon Constable, writing in Wall Street Journal most recently about decoupling, the prospect of decoupling. I learned from Simon that we've been here before. The question was, after the catastrophe of the two world wars, especially in 1945, there was speculation that the U.S. economy would decouple from the world's recovery. That didn't happen. The U.S. accelerated, the world accelerated. Hence, we now vacation in Italy or Edinburgh. However, decoupling is back, this time about an unknown threat, which is the non-transparent People's Republic of China. Simon, in your essay for the Wall Street Journal, you observe that it's much talked about decoupling because of the troubles that we see routinely. China has an energy shortage. China is non-transparent. And right now, China has a property bubble it can't solve and is aggressive towards allies of the United States, India and Taiwan, to name two, Japan as well, Australia as well. So is decoupling back as a geopolitical term of art, or is it underway now in your measure?
It's back as a term of art, and I believe it is going to manifest itself not immediately, but over time. As you know, when you're running a big company, decisions made last year or this year take quite a while to get implemented. So, for instance, if you're going to start a new car factory, you don't just say, I'm going to start it, and then tomorrow you start producing cars. You have to, you know, select the location. I believe, talking to leaders in the business world, that many companies are kind of fed up with what's going on in China. Intellectual property being stolen is not good. The human rights record is not good. And there are basically a lot of things wrong. And it was, I guess it came to a head with the pandemic last year, where there was zero transparency about the severity of this virus going around. So I would expect that you'll see companies saying, okay, we're not going to put in new equipment into our factories in China. We're going to bring them back home, or we're going to leave the dead material behind, and we're going to put new factories closer to where our markets are, which would be perhaps Mexico, perhaps the southern United States, Canada, maybe Europe, maybe North Africa, and not renew those things in China. And they'll get a double advantage there, possibly some reasonably good labor, well-trained labor, at not too much of a cost, and they'll also be nearer to their markets, and they won't have to worry about lack of transparency, Chinese style. So I think this is all going to happen company by company, and then some governments are going to say, we're not having our healthcare provisions made in China. And I think that really covers most of it, and it will take time. This isn't going to happen immediately, but then China's growth didn't happen immediately.
You spoke to Peter Chir, head of global macro at Academy Securities, and there will be a cost to repositioning and decoupling, and that will be that the supply chain will drive costs higher, and that will lead to inflation. But inflation is already here, Simon. We see it all around
us
now.
It is. So, yes, it is very much.
In order to avoid China, we'll get inflation, but with China, we have inflation. So it's not a hard choice. And your timeline for this is by 2030, 2040. Did you get a number? We have a few seconds here, just 15 seconds.
I didn't get a number, but my estimation is by the end of the decade, this will be well underway. and companies won't look back, and they'll be saying, thanks, don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Simon Constable, writing for The Wall Street Journal about the word decoupling. It's back after many decades of being a story of 1945. It's now a story perhaps 2025. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.